it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight on CBS Eye on the World, I begin in Ukraine with a conversation with George Friedman of Geopolitical Futures, measuring the war aims of the two warring parties. That would be Washington, representing NATO, and that would be Moscow, representing the Russian Federation in alliance with its partner in Beijing, Tehran, and Pyongyang. The two warring parties have achieved their goals, says George Friedman. The U.S. has blocked Russia from getting all the way to the edge of NATO by taking all of Ukraine. And the Russians have blocked the U.S. from occupying Ukraine as a member of NATO and being within 480 kilometers of Moscow. Those are the two war aims. Those are the must-dos. After that, the conflict on the ground in Donbass and at the edge of Crimea is futile. It looks like what it will look like in the future, says George Friedman. A stalemate, a frozen war, a standoff. Both sides heavily armed, unable to penetrate the other defensive corridor, the other defensive line, and therefore no corridor to victory. This also introduces the possibility that if it's not a new Cold War, it's a standoff between very well-armed opponents led by the United States to the west and led by Russia to the east. What is next, then, according to George Friedman, is some kind of resolution on the battlefield itself. Ukraine come forward with a concession or a remark about negotiations. That's next. George Friedman also points to Russia dealing with a southern border. This is the Caucasus, that is suddenly exposed. Azerbaijan overwhelming the remnant of the Armenian occupiers at Nagorno-Karabakh, now controls a deal of the south border. Georgia, after a recent election, is moving back into the Russian camp. So while Russia has that border protected, it doesn't have Azerbaijan protected, and Azerbaijan represents prosperity for the Caspian Sea basin and for all those countries. Russia participates in the Caspian Sea, the nations around it, including Iran, Kazakhstan, and Turkmenistan. And therefore, the southern border, while possible, is not secure. My friend Gregory Copley points out to the fact, however, that Russia has now secured a north-south transportation line from Petersburg to the Indian Ocean, watching the southern border. Then the show moves on to Andy McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter analyzing the civil case that Donald Trump now sits in New York, the civil case having to do with misleading or distorting or deliberately obfuscating or false statements by Donald Trump and his accountants over many years, overstating or misrepresenting his asset base and his possessions. The trial is expected to last until Christmas. And what is surprising about the case is a civil case, is that Andy McCarthy believes it's already decided. Trump has already lost. This is an exercise in frustrating and challenging the former president on the basis of his business practices. Then moved to a discussion with Victor Davis Hanson about California and how it is no longer possible for California to succeed with big projects. Once upon a time, the freeways were built. The whole state was transformed with waterways and railroads and planning. This is under the governors of the late 20th century, even into the 21st century. And then something happened that California can no longer build the dams that had money appropriated instead of tearing down the dams or solve the bridge problem with a reasonable price tag or build the railroad that was supposed to unite California, Los Angeles to San Francisco and high-speed rail or even upgrade Los Angeles Airport that is now requiring $30 billion and it's 5 years late in finishing the project. Victor says what happened is that the middle class left could no longer afford the conditions, the taxes. The super wealthy on the coast, this would be Silicon Valley and its friends, don't mind the taxes because there's a distribution going on to the very poorest Californians. 27% of the state was not born in California or not born in the United States. So it's a sharp contrast between the very rich and the very poor, the middle class have left. I then have a conversation with Victor about Ukraine, and he is not encouraged by the present condition. He believes the primary era of what we've got today started in 2014 when the Obama-Biden administration did not push back at Vladimir Putin's theft of Crimea from Ukraine. And then a conversation about the finances in Russia right now, pouring a large part of their budget for 2024 into defense issues, armaments, building drone factories all around Moscow. An enormous third of their budget is going to be spent on defense. The competition between the military and defense workers is fierce. Both sides need more and more manpower. Also acknowledging with Colonel Jeff McCausland that Ukraine has won a success in driving the Black Sea Fleet out of the Black Sea and ending its capabilities. In fact, there was an item to the effect that the Russians are withdrawing or mostly pulling back with their Black Sea Fleet at Sevastopol. It's no longer secure. Later on, Bob Zimmerman brings us good news about the probe, the NASA probe Psyche. Engineers recognized a problem and fixed it before its launch date. Psyche is to go to the asteroid Psyche to study the circumstances of the early universe, of the early solar system. And then Bob also observes regulators have moved into the commercial space story, and that is going to slow down considerably. Failures, successes, applications, orbits. It's the inevitability of government. I remember early on, Bob, the Bill Gates of Microsoft only had 4 lobbyists in Washington, early days of Microsoft, and that was laughed at. Now I don't know how many. I doubt if even Microsoft knows how many lobbyists it has. Government must be dealt with because if you're successful, they're coming to regulate. Conversation with Gordon Chang and his friends about the threat to Taiwan, about the so-called glimmer of hope in the Chinese economy, reminding everyone of the Wall Street proverb, even a dead cat bounces. And then a conversation with Charles Burton in Ottawa about the ongoing mystery of the allegation made by the Prime Minister and the floor of Parliament against India about the murder of a Canadian citizen by unknown gunmen in a parking lot in British Columbia, and how this has brought down the relations between India and Canada, a member of G7 and India, making all the rest of the G7 very uncomfortable. Later on tonight, a conversation with Brandon Weikart about artificial intelligence and about NVIDIA, the high-end chip maker that suddenly is forbidden to ship chips to a certain Middle East country because of the suspicion by the U.S. that those chips are finding their way to the People's Republic of China that is, at this moment, forbidden to have access to NVIDIA. Anyway, there's much more of the show. I hope you enjoy it. I remind you that there's a YouTube channel with the conversations I have with authors. You can see us in video and the release of the YouTube channel, the CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor YouTube channel, is my conversation about the commanders, Rommel, Montgomery, and who was the third commander? Rommel for the Germans, Montgomery for the English, and George Patton, of course. How could I forget? Anyway, just released on the YouTube channel, and there are many others there. I keep forgetting to mention them to you. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the show. Good night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.